woke up this morning, my mind was stayed on the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. I woke up this morning, my mind was stayed on the Lord. I woke up this morning, my mind was stayed on the Lord. I woke up this morning, I had a mind that stayed.
The broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The Apostle Anthony Patterson is the bishop and general overseer. We invite you to write to Bishop Patterson at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America. Or visit the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. We also invite you to dial air code 610-583-2400 for your prayer request or question concerning soul salvation. Again, the mailing address is Bishop Anthony J. Patterson, Church of Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America. Or visit the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial air code 610-583-2400.
I woke up this morning, had a mind that was stirred. Dear Lord, I woke up this morning, had a mind
that was stirred. And as it is customary that we offer prayer during the broadcast, we're going to ask you to join us in prayer as we led in prayer by Elder George Washington. Because we all realize to wake up with the mind stayed on Jesus, then you have to go down to sleep praying with a mind on Jesus. This time we're led in prayer by Elder George Washington.
On the Lord, glory, glory, hallelujah. Up this morning,
dear precious Heavenly Father,
I had a mind stirred.
We again come before you in the sweet saving name of Jesus Christ.
With the mind stirred,
Father, giving you all the
Jesus
praise, all the glory, because you're worthy. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Glory.
You are the mighty God.
Glory.
You are the one that created the heavens, the earth, the seas, and the fountains thereof. You spoke it into existence by the breath of your mouth, by your word. Looked at it and saw that it was very good. And we thank you and praise you that we're part of your creation. Hallelujah. Father, we're praying for this radio broadcast that goes out over the airways, that someone somewhere will hear and be pricked in their hearts. Repent and come and seek the Lord. Praise God. We thank you, Father, for the apostle in the land today, Anthony J. Patterson. We pray, Father, that you'll bless him both spiritually and naturally and keep him healthy in Jesus' name. Remember the elders, the ministers, the deacons, the whole household of faith. Praying for the sick and the afflicted that you'll touch their bodies and give them victory according to your will. And we'll be careful to praise you and give you all the praise and all the glory, because you were truly worthy. We thank you for your word, because your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you for that. We thank you, Father, it's through you that we live, move, and have our being, realizing we can do nothing of ourselves, but it's all in you. And we thank you that you have called us to this high and holy way on this straight and narrow path, praise God. Where your word lets me know only a few is going to find a way. But we thank you today and give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
I had a mistake. I can say glory, glory, glory. Oh, I woke up this morning.
And now with great pleasure,
I had a mistake.
We present unto you the man of God, man of the hour, Bishop Anthony J. Patterson, Pastor, General Overseer, and Apostle of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear ye him.
I woke up that away.
Amen.
I had a mind. Stayed on Jesus.
Thank God.
Peace be unto all of you.
Peace be unto you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Round 12.
Yes, Lord.
We're still in the battle for the Lord and right.
Amen.
We got to keep on the firing line.
Fire.
There are no cowards in the army. If you just got married and you haven't had all your fun, go home.
Amen.
If you've dug your vineyards and you haven't tasted up your grapes, go home.
Go home. Amen.
This is a war for folks who are going to leave all to follow Christ.
Amen.
We're thankful to God for his blessings,
yes.
How he's watched out over his church because it's his body. And we're so grateful that the word of the Lord is being published throughout the world. That there are some still holding on to what the word says.
Amen.
And I'm so grateful to God I'm in that number.
Amen.
There have been many trials and many tests of life, but I've made it.
Amen.
And I'm thankful to God for that.
Thank the Lord,
my feet are still planted in the apostles' doctrine. I thank God Almighty that I didn't go looking for nothing else. I had it all. Because I was told by the man of God that came aforetime, this is it. And there is nothing else after this.
Amen.
He said, look for the Lord.
Amen.
And I can look for the Lord because he has published in my heart what the truth of the gospel is. So I thank God for it. This is round 12. And we got to knock out, and this is the last round. The last round, the 12th round, or the 15th? Which one is it? 12th round. This is the 12th round. And I know we're bloody. We're tired. We're beat up. But one thing is for sure, we're not forsaken.
Amen.
The Lord has not forsaken his people. God forbid, the scripture said. I thank God for what he's done because I got to show these folks Christ.
Amen.
If they get out of the way, I can show them Christ.
Amen.
God has already done what he's going to do. Man needs to get out of the way. And we know that the world is unjust. But if he would just take a look, let's see who the righteous man is. That's all he got to do is look at the record. They'll see who the righteous man is. But see, I remember in the scripture in Acts when Paul said, had I known I could have slipped the judge a few pennies, I'd have been all right. But I believe, had Paul had some money, he wouldn't have given it to that judge. I believe he would have continued to trust in God. He went to prison. And like I told the minister the other day, Look, it's time for somebody to go to jail. And if it's got to be me, I know I'll be prayed out. I believe God. The man of God said, had I known, I could have bribed the man. But he wouldn't have because he believed God. That's why the Lord didn't have it that way. But if you look at the record, you'll see who's on the Lord's side. You'll see those who are still striving in the belief that was aforetime. You'll see those who have been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ and filled with the Holy Ghost. Sinners can look at us and see God.
Amen.
Sinners who want to be right want to be like us. But what they say about your way is too difficult. They talk about how difficult your way is because you got to change your manner of dress. You got to change what you say. You got to change your friends. You got to make too many changes. But I'll tell you, the scripture said, what will you give in exchange for your soul? Will you be willing to change your attire and look holy to gain eternal salvation? I would. Everybody know the Lord is coming. Even false preachers will say the Lord's coming. But they're not ready for him. But they know he's coming. But the church is ready for the Lord. We've changed everything that we need to do to be ready when the Lord come. They used to sing a song in the old day, be ready when he come again, because he's coming again so soon. Will you be ready when he come? And that's the question that you've got to answer. Are you ready for it? If you've been baptized, you're ready. Filled with the Holy Ghost, you're ready. Contending with all that you know, you're ready. You can't have a part of it and don't have it all. And you can't have a false preacher say, I'm going to be saved. All the roads lead to God. Yeah, they're going to lead to him. But which part of the road you going to wake up on? Every eye go see him, that's the truth. But when he judged you have not to have lived what he told you to live, your road might have led to it. But you came up at the wrong time. Say, where are all the saints gone? Their road got here fast. I got them first. Your road just getting there. You don't know. You came when the road said, all the dead now, you come on up. The first resurrection has everything is holy. The second thing is for you. Death. That's all God have after that. After he saved folks, death next. Isn't that something? Death just waiting for his shipment. But I can help folks if they just only listen. I can help you where death will have no reign in your soul if you just obey what I preach.
Amen.
And one thing is for sure, we know we are preaching the truth of God.
Amen.
We know the Lord has called us to it because we see the manifestation of the word of God. We see the Lord blessing. We see the Lord healing. We see the Lord delivering. We see the Lord save. We're seeing the Lord make havoc in your life to turn your life around. We see it all. It's so wonderful in the church that you can thank God for trouble. That's marvelous. When the Lord has perfected you so good that you can say, whatever come, I'll thank the Lord for it. You're doing well. And I'm so thankful to God that the word of the Lord is going to have its free course with us. And we're learning that it's going to be a day coming and there's known to man that the Lord is going to come just like he said. And we're going to be ready.
Amen.
We're not going to be so weary. We go shout our shoes off when he comes. I was thinking this morning how marvelous it is if you look at the handiwork of God. The word of the Lord is going to have an effect on every soul. He said, for them that didn't obey, the word of the Lord is going to have them. And it's going to deliver them exactly where he said they're going to be delivered. They're going to be delivered into the flames of hell.
Amen.
And throughout eternity, that word is going to last. It's going to have a grip on every soul that disobeyed. And them that believed God are going to be caught up with him. The word is going to have them, and they're going to be with God forever. Each one of them is going to have an eternal body that's going to live out what God's word has said concerning the matter. Now, which body do you want? If you want to obey, then be like manner like Christ was. He said, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Now, we were looking at the record. Every time you come to church, you're looking at God's record. in the book, all of the things that are written herein is written with somebody, some carnal thing, having a relationship with the eternal spirit. Very few times you get an opportunity to see the spirit handling the spirit, which was in the book of the Apocalypse or the book of Revelation, when John said, I was in the spirit on the lowest day, and the spirit began to deal with the spirit. Yeah. That makes sense to you? Yeah. All right. So what happens to you is when your spirit gets changed, then the spirit can deal with the spirit and say, my Lord said to my Lord, sit now on my right hand until I make your enemy your footstool. While the Lord is sitting with himself, he's getting the victory in the flesh. Amen. That makes sense?
Amen.
All right, but stay with me for a while. I know it's round 12 and you're bloody, but just hit the one in the middle. I'm going to tell you that now. You're fighting the good fight of faith now. Just hit the one in the middle. So if the Lord has you at rest with him, and he's saying, you just sit until I make your enemy your footstool. So no matter what's happening in the flesh, if you just rest in God, if you just rest in him, he's going to bring to pass those things that were against you. He's going to make those things be manifested. That thing could not hold you. So you got to set to your seal. If you've been sealed by God, if you have been stamped as, like they put the USDA or whatever it is, a proof stamp of approval, this gospel has stamped this approval on you. So therefore, let the trials come. It's all right.
Amen.
My God, how are you going to get into the kingdom if you hadn't been tried? Hmm? How are you going to slide by with no trials of life? Whoa! When all men speak well of you. If somebody's talking about you, you better be glad. Be glad. Rejoice. This is another day the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. That somebody's talking about you. Hmm? All right. Now, so while the spirit of the man, which is of God and goes back to him, is communing with the eternal spirit, then the book get written of what that spirit was doing in the flesh. Said, Elijah, I'm getting ready to take you away. But something's going to fall to the next one. Right? Where is he? Still flying around. Got caught away. Where's Enoch? Mm-hmm. He was translated. Here you have the spirit, communing with the spirit, getting rid of the flesh, but writing down for you, this is what happened to that man that believed God, that trusted in God, that began to walk with God. He was translated. He was taken, for he was not, because God took him. Where's your testimony? I'm translated. I'm sanctified. I was taken out of the world because I was in God and God was in me. So look at everybody's record. What will your record say? Are you in the pages of the book? You must be in the pages of the book. Everybody in the book got the deliverance in something. There was a lion's den. You probably been in one too. Did you make it out? There was a fiery furnace somebody put you in. Did you make it out? Did you take the Lord in with you? Did you make the king cry, oh, Daniel, is our God able to deliver thee? Was there a cry from the den? Said, oh, king. Can you imagine that moment? That had to be a powerful moment. When the king screaming out to the den, don't know whether Daniel has been devoured or not, but he had the faith. He said, don't sing no songs, don't do nothing. I got to pray. I got to lay, because I had to put this man in that den. I didn't want to, but people made me write a decree against God. But is God able to deliver though the decree has been signed? Sure he is. So the king cried out to Daniel, oh, Daniel! Yeah. And from the den, can you imagine the king's heart? He said, oh, king, live forever. My God was able to deliver. Can you imagine that cry coming back out of the den? And that king must have been happy. He said, thank God. Even though I wrote a decree against a man, God brought him out.
Amen.
Well, we got to go through. Fiery furnace. Go in there, look in there. God is in there walking around with us. And the flame's not bothering us. Nothing they've done has bothered us. We are still glorifying and thanking God. They hadn't made us cease to praise God. We're still praising and thanking God. Put anybody in our company, we'll make them see the mighty works of God. It's good to be here.
Amen.
It's good the Lord has brought us here. This was the divine plan of the Lord. So therefore, I'm going to say this is a day that the Lord hath made. And I'm going to be glad in it.
Amen.
I want you to rejoice in it. I want you to understand that this is a day never been seen by anybody. You saw it. Are you glad about it? The song was, "Come and see how the Lord is answering my prayer." It's a marvelous thing to go back to hear Ezekiel go again. Ezekiel saw a prayer wheel going around. He saw a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He saw you with Christ in you. That's all he saw.
Amen.
He saw Christ a wheel. You were a wheel. But the wheel was in you. He said, "I'll make it where I'll write my laws on their hearts. I'm going to get in them. I'm going to live in them." Here's a wheel now in the middle of a wheel. Come and see how he's doing some things for me. Don't talk behind my back. Come see what the Lord is doing. It'll make you change your tone about me. If you come see. Folks say, "Oh, Bishop Patterson, you're really preaching the truth." Well, come see the thing. Stop hearing it. Be a doer of it.
Amen.
Do what I say. It'll make things well with you. I'm so thankful that when I come, you're still contending with God. You're still blessing God. And you're thanking God for all that he's done. Remember the saints in Texas. They need our continual prayer.
Amen.
They are used to seeing somebody standing up every first day or every day or whatever it is. But see, you all are not used to that. You're all used to what the word gives you. So I can take some of the word he preached and lick on it until I see him again.
Amen.
I can pull out and either read what he say or put his voice on because he's already published it. He's already published what the Lord was going to do for me. Look, I can sit around and hear the coming up from the resurrection of the dead until Jesus come. What do you got to come and preach every Sunday for? He don't preach that. Let me live that. Let the word accomplish that. I'll be happy. Because he might come and preach something so hard and make me run. But he's going to come after me. That's what the word does. Now, because God has been so good to us, you must say he's worthy to be praised for that.
He is. Amen.
So, don't get tired on me. Don't get sleepy on me. Because I'm just getting cranked up. It's the 12th round. I'm ready now to fight. Because you know why? Ain't going to be no other round. I got to do what I'm going to do now. I've been fighting a long time. I can't. He said, "He that endureth till the end." This is the 12th round. Well, I'm going to lay down and die now. Oh, no, I'm going to fight like it. Look, I got 60 seconds to work. And the enemy know I'm going to put it on. He know his day is coming. Don't you know that?
Amen.
He is assured that his time is coming to a close. But the Lord said, "Before I let my church be lost, I'll cut the day short." So we know we got an advocate.
Amen.
Before he let me be lost, he'll turn the time. He said, "Time ended." Because the moment that he think I'm going to slip, he said, I'll get you before that moment. Now, how wonderful is that from God? You got time now to begrudge the man of God anything that God has put in his basket. Just eat the fruit. Sit down. If that's all we got to eat, eat what we got.
Amen.
Don't talk about what I wish I had. You know what that reminds us of? Egypt. When folks look back and say, "We had flesh parched to the full. We could have done such and such a thing." Well, we didn't. The sister testified, ain't no need to say what could have happened. Let me tell you what the Lord did. He blessed us.
Thank God.
The Lord kept us. Kept my mind. Just thinking about the Lord just put on something that the man of God is preaching. Don't you know he's saving my soul?
Amen.
The man of God preaching is saving my soul. When I consider what has been published, but not only my words, but the words that of them are aforetime, I thank God how I keep it precious what they preached about. It's precious to me when the Lord has given me something from heaven. is good to me. So today, let's be reminded of what the Holy Ghost has given us to do. Let's strengthen ourselves. Let's come up to the perfect way of treating one another. Because we must be an example to the world of how saints do it. Bishop Shelton wrote what the folks would say.
Yes, he did.
He wrote it down.
Yes, he did.
And did not it come to pass?
Amen.
And Brother Hammond came in your company. Said, let me tell you what the neighbors are saying. He said, the folks don't change their dress. The folks don't do what they used to do. They look just like the world now. Every word that Bishop Shelton wrote, the man almost gave it to you verbatim, not having known that the man of God wrote it.
Amen.
But God put it in your company to see that his words were true. Now you must rejoice and be glad for that.
Amen.
When we notice what has been preached aforetime, that's the thing that's saving souls. When the gospel goes out, the word is grabbing a hold of folks and making folks obey the word. And then the word is making a change in their life, and they're saying, all right, I'm going to do what the word say. Now, how do you know what the word say? The Lord has to set it in your company. Amen. Say, here is the word of truth.
Yeah.
So when someone come and say there are three gods, you say, well, that ain't from heaven. And he said, if an angel come from heaven and preach something that was not preached aforetime, let that angel from heaven be accursed.
Amen.
They've been accursed before. That ain't nothing new that heaven brought a lie down. Y'all never know a lie came out of there? When that liar said, oh, eat, you won't really die. What you thought was going down? How you think he got cast out? Cast out of where? A third of the angels fell with him. What's your issue? Be mindful. That's why the scripture said, try every spirit. Ain't no telling where the spirit is coming that got a hold of you. Try it. See now the word said. And if that spirit concur with what is already written, then you hold on to that.
Amen.
But if it comes to say, I'm going to tell you something that ain't never been said before, you be on guard. Because there's nothing new. What is today, the preacher said, has already been. In Ecclesiastes, look, that's already been done. Ain't nothing new. It's not new that somebody's going to come and start preaching, there's a Son of God in heaven now. We had that before we got the truth. But when the truth came, say, look, ain't no flesh and blood up here. He said, I know what is written, but the mystery of that is they don't understand. Behold, he said, are ye the sons of God? Don't get confused. He said, whose son is Christ? They weren't able to answer that question then. They're not able to answer that question now. But you can say Christ is nobody's son. So therefore, that is the conclusion of that matter. When you look at the book, and he said that under the sun, there's a season for everything.
Amen.
And when you conclude all of those things that there is a season for, there's a season for you to be saved. There was a season that God had to bring you into his marvelous light. And you should be thankful for that. You should be glorifying God every minute of the day for that. Because when you get into eternity, that's all you're going to be doing. Thanking God that you didn't go to hell. You're going to be thanking God you didn't go to hell.
Amen.
Do you know what's in hell? Fire. A whole religion has been come up and say, ah, ain't no such thing as no fire in hell. They got millions of people. They gonna have, look, they got more people in this day than God has. Yeah, they do. So what? You want to go with the majority? You want to go with the minority? You want to go to Broadway or you want to go to narrow way? That's up to you. Say, oh, that church built a whole huge stadium, and it was packed. And there was an ark. And it had eight souls. There was a whole city given over, and a man, his wife turned around and looked. She got left. Everybody else walked out, the few that was with him. You're talking about salvation. Now, look, that ain't the whole world being saved. Oh, what kind of God would it be that would destroy all those folks? The same one that destroyed them before? The same one that repented that he ever made this sinful foolishness. But look. Look what he did for them that believed the word. Changed them. Gave us a new mind. Gave us a new heart. Gave us a new spirit. And now we can love one another. We can show this sinful world what it is to know God.
Amen.
Yes, we can. We can show physicians miracles. Otherwise, they won't see them. They say, look, I'll give you this medicine. You say, no, I'm going to trust in God. Say, you're dying. Thank God. Say, you'll never walk again. Yes, I will. Say, man, you're going to die. No, you'll die before me. Mm-hmm. Someone asked me the other day, Bishop, what is the secret to life? Or what is the meaning for life? Or something, I say, death. So they said, so what should I do? Live. Because you're going to die. The secret to all of this is you're going to die. So what you might as well do now is live. If you live now, you won't have to die later. Amen. If you live in God,
amen,
you're going to live forever.
Amen.
But this life is nothing. In the third chapter of Ecclesiastes.
To everything there is a season.
I want to go beyond all of that. They know that.
What profit, at the ninth verse?
That sounds good.
What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth?
Yes.
I have seen the travail which God hath given.
Here's a man now. What is it that you're going to profit in the thing that you do? What does that matter to anything? Hmm? Where is God in your life? Where is Christ, my friend? Everybody's worrying about what their funeral is going to be. I want my funeral with flowers, and you ain't going to smell them. I'm going to come there and put a bowl of soup there and let you eat it. My question is, where is Christ? Christ doesn't go to graves with folks that are not baptized in water in his name and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. In this day. He doesn't go to the ground with them. But if a saint go to the ground, the word goes there.
Amen.
Yes.
What profit hath he?
Yes.
That worketh in that wherein he laboreth?
Yes.
I have seen the travail. Which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it.
Do you hear what this man is telling these folks? It's like my talk to you today. And some people say, yeah, right. The Lord told you to say such and such thing. Mm-hmm. Sure. But you believe this? But he said, I saw it.
Yes.
When I say I saw your victory, something, sure you did. And that disbelief, I didn't see you. But them that believe said, I believe he saw it.
Amen.
And I'm going to believe I was in the number. I was one in the number. I'm going to believe that thing.
Amen.
Yes.
He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end.
You see, in the world. But the world can't figure out your beauty. The world can't figure out, say, you on dialysis talking about the Lord don't bless you. That don't compute in the world. You ain't got no job. You saying the Lord is able. I'm still blessed.
Amen.
I'm rich. Amen. The world say you crazy. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know that there is no good in them.
I know that there's no good thing in them.
But for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life.
That is the purpose of all of this. Live. Live the life for Christ. New Song wrote a song saying, this is the life that counts for Christ. Although excluded you might be from the world and all its glee, but I choose the life that counts for Christ. What beautiful words.
Amen.
I'm separated from all of the merry in the world, but I chose the life that counts for Christ.
Yes.
I made myself a mark for them in the world to talk bad about me and ridicule me, but I love them anyhow. You see this way?
Amen.
Yes.
And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor.
Yes, his labor. It is the gift of God. If God has given you something, enjoy it. But make sure that you understand he is taking you out of the world and removed it out of you.
Amen.
But you can go out to that mammoth and don't pay it no mind. Say, I'm going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Hmm? It all going to work out for your good. Yes.
I know that
whatsoever
God doeth,
whatever he do is marvelous.
It shall be forever.
Isn't that beautiful? His word's going to stand.
Amen.
If his word said, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, if I was you, I wouldn't take no other baptism that the man in this world has come up with.
Amen.
If he said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, don't take that. Because the men who were there and heard him say that when Matthew wrote it, did it on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
Did it at Cornelius' house.
Amen.
Did it for the eunuch. Say, I baptize the name of the Lord Jesus.
Right.
I wouldn't take no other foolishness. And when they do something, get a receipt. So when you come here and say, here's my proof that I've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Get a receipt if you got the Holy Ghost. Don't come up here and say, I ain't got none. Ain't no returns without the receipt. I need a receipt. We don't take water baptism not in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You have to go down again. You don't have the right one. Yes.
I know that whatsoever God doeth,
I know whatsoever the Lord doeth, it is going to be forever.
Nothing can
be put to it.
Nor you can't, anything
look,
taken.
Look, you can't change it. You can't change my salvation.
Amen.
You can't make me detour. What God has established is finished.
Nothing can be put to it.
Nothing can be put to it.
Nor anything taken from it.
Nor can you take anything from me. You don't have to believe it.
And God doeth it that men should fear before him.
Why did God do it?
That men should fear before him.
Are you afraid of what God can do if he catch you with your works undone? You should be.
Amen.
Because you can read what happened to folks that were found that way. This is a day that the Lord hath made.
Amen.
You going to rejoice in it?
Amen.
Someone said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. I was glad.
Amen.
Yes.
That which hath been is now.
See? The preacher said, what you see now, it's been. There has been false prophets before Omega that came into the church.
Amen.
A whole lot of them came. The church kept right on.
Amen.
The church moved right along with the false prophets and the false teachers and the false evangelists and all of them. Everything false, the church moved along. We didn't get sidestepped. Did we?
No.
We continued.
Amen.
So that which is now has been before.
And that which is to be hath already been.
Now that's something to think about.
That which is to be hath already been.
Has already been. Hell is ready. Flames are ready. Say, send him here. I'll fix it. Every false prophet, everybody that sent somebody to hell giving them a false word, the hell said, send them to me. The Lord said, what you going to do with them? I'm going to burn them up. Why would you do that? That's what you wrote. Don't you know that's how the lie said, I'll do it. The Lord said, how you going to do it? He said, I'll be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. I'll make sure they hear something false. I'll have the prophets prophesy a lie. Well, why would you do that? To get done what you want. You want some folks to go to hell? All right. Rafa, would you preach? Sure. Will you tell the truth? No. This is a good job. Kenny, will you tell the truth for what? What are you trying to do? I want to damn everybody. Since I'm damned, let's damn everybody. You don't think the devil is like that? Misery wants company. But a saint say, look, I can't go with you. I can't ride with you no more. The scripture said, he that believeth not shall be damned. And the Lord said, if you believe one lie, I'm going to damn you for believing a lie. But the Lord sent the lying spirit. Why? To damn folks.
Amen.
What he sent the truth for? Save folks. So I'm not going over there. What are they for to do? To damn souls to hell. That's what false preachers do. False teachers, false prophets. That's all they do. But when you come to the church, the truth is among us. We are thinking on things that are pure and right and good and honest and of good report.
Amen.
That's what's happening in the church. Yes.
That which hath been is now.
That which has been is already now.
And that which is,
that which is coming, it is.
And God requireth that which is past.
Now, let's judge that. Let's judge that one part of that phrase. That which has passed. What is God going to do about that? He was requiring it. What did you do? Jeremiah was very specific about his words, about your doings. God's going to judge. What did you do? Did you destroy your neighbor and think the Lord's not going to have that at your hand? That is why you say, Lord, forgive me for what I did. Then what you did, get wiped away. And that's why you tell the Lord, don't you hide nothing from me. Don't leave something in the crevice that I didn't remember. So when I wake up, you say, remember this? Say, no, Lord, don't you do that. Come now and let us reason together.
Amen.
The past, the Lord is requiring something for us to do about it, to make sure it's been wiped away. So when you walk into God, you can say, I've left all behind. I'm going to follow Christ. And the person's past, that's why it's important that you repent of your sins. You're repenting for the past. And most of us, we had nothing to do with being born in sin and shaping in iniquity. The potter of the clay did that. But he let us hear his word.
Amen.
So what we do, we wipe out the past. Said, I repent. What are you going to do? You gonna murder me now because I repented? You going to kill me because I repented? You told me to repent. So how I get punished and I repented? You can't punish me and I repented. You can't punish me if I went down in water and got my sins washed away. I used the name. All the sins, I got them washed away. How are you going to punish me now? I got the Holy Ghost. I got the God. The God said, come on with Bishop Patterson. I came. How are you going to punish me? He said, I can't punish you for that. But those who haven't done it, they haven't reconciled the past with what is right now. And you must do that.
Amen.
So saints, be mindful. Talk about it with your soulmates. Say, honey, you know my past was a mess. But you know how God reconciled and made it, and took it out and wiped it away from me? Made me whiter than snow?
Amen.
Look where the conversation would go. How blessed am I? How blessed am I that God has had mercy on me? He wrote, I'm going to have mercy on whom I will. And he looked my way. You think now I got time to say something bad about somebody or suspect about somebody or worry about somebody? Look, I got 12 hours to look at my own things and 12 hours to leave yours alone. I ain't got time to look at you. I'm spending too much time thinking about my Jesus. When you start thinking about what God has done for you, your soul is going to be lifted out of the clay. You are. You're going to get lifted. You say, my God, how grateful and thankful I am that my soul found his mercy. I ain't got time. I got too much time thinking about my Lord and all that he's done for me that I'm going to save myself. I have reconciled my past. I fixed that with him. He's going to make my future better. And I want you all to remember each other in your prayers, that the Lord will establish you, set your feet, and watch your tongue, Because if you speak evil of that thing which God has done, look what you're doing. Imagine Job saying, I ain't nothing but the devil. And here the Lord is saying, do this, do that, do that, do that. And calling the Lord now the devil. Just be thankful for everything.
Amen.
And you'll never mess up. Say, thank you, Lord. Someone wrote, shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord always and not evil? So when he send the evil, say, thank you. What's your purpose? Thank you. It'll all work out for my good. I want you to be mindful. Look back over the things. Fix the things. If there's something that needs to be fixed, fix it. And don't speak of it again. Don't mention it again. Move. If you're homeless, find the church. It's for homeless folks. If you're in a raggedy building, that come to church. It's ready. Everything is ready here. Everything is fixed here. Everything is prepared. You ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to dig nothing. You ain't got to look. Everything is prepared when you come to church. It's the house of the Lord. Just walk in and say, Jesus. Yes. Say, I'm glad to be here, Lord. Glad to have you here. What can I do for you? Will you keep me? Sure. Will you believe me? Yes. Will you believe my word? Sure, Lord. So your troubles hard? Sure they are, Lord. Do you still believe? Sure, I believe. Is your faith shaken? No, Lord. Are you going to continue to believe me though I cut you up? Sure, Lord. If you're chasing me, are you going to be good to me? Sure. You see the conversation? I ain't got time to say, you see what Fred did, Lord? Fred's a mess, Lord. Who going to stand in front of the king and talk about somebody else? Here you have an opportunity to talk to God about your situation. You go bring up somebody else. They ain't got the time. Too busy making sure my calling is sure.
Amen.
Say, Lord, now you know I got something to do. And I ain't got nothing to do with it. You got to make a way. And you don't hear nothing. Heaven seemed like it shut up. But you say, I believe you hear me. You're just playing hide and seek. But I believe you heard me. And the moment you need it, there it is. I knew you would. We had to be of the mind to go back and thank him. Don't let the Lord do something to you and you don't say thank you. That's ungrateful. That's being ungrateful.
Amen.
Then he might not do it the next time. Then you'd be somewhere whining and crying. He said, remember when I did such and such a thing, you didn't notice that I did it. The past, God is requiring. What did he say about the future? He knows what that is. But you got to understand that right now is going to be your past in the next moment. So make sure the past don't have no wrong in it. Fix it. Say, forgive me. If I've done something against you, forgive me. Then the Lord, see, the devil say, I tried to get in between them and make them fight one another and hate one another. Don't let the enemy get between you. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
But don't forget who's in front of you. The Lord is. All right? If you pray, and let me tell you, I got some praying elders, don't I?
Amen.
I got some ministers and deacons. If you're sad, they'll sing your heart, Mary. They'll sing so much to make you sick. They'll say, won't he sit down? I'm happy, minister. You can sit. I'm happy. And he said, no, this is good. That's somebody that loves the Lord, praising and thanking God. He said, I'm just too busy praising and thanking him. But I keep telling y'all, and I say it, they say, well, Bishop, don't go to your station yet. Come on, stay with us a little while longer. Mm-mm. The Lord has given me good help. And I know I have good help. So why should I do everything? Well, I'll see you when I'm up here. And we'll leave here, we'll go eat together and talk about the goodness of the Lord. And when I go, let me go. And like Minister Yeverton so pointedly said, lick on what I left. Because had the sister in Dallas been thinking about what I preach, she would have never made that move.
Amen.
She would have never done that. Left a man with a good mind to go to the man with a bad mind. That's like a woman leaving a husband with millions to go and live with a pauper. Say, I'd rather live down here in slop. Who would do that in their right mind? Say, man, you crazy. Say, but I love you. Huh, love can't pay the bills. You know you'll tell them that. Who would leave God for the enemy? Nobody with good sense. Who would, after they have tasted of God's heavenly fruit, turn aside and crucify him afresh, knowingly? Fix your past. It's required.
Amen.
If you repented of your sins, you've done that. Now, if you've done something since you had the Holy Ghost, fix it. Don't let that be on the record. Say, Lord, forgive me for that. And folks, you know, they try to come in and say, forgive me for all my open and closed and secret and think that they're going to do it. He said, confess the thing. You can tell them. Tell the elders. They ain't going to tell nobody. Because if they do, I'm gonna give them over to Satan if they do. Their job is to hold the thing. The spirit has to hear it. The spirit in you, again, my message, spirit in you has to go to the spirit that's eternal. They're one. Everything you see in the book is written by a spirit that somebody said the old men of the olden days spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They that are of God speak the oracles of God. So they're telling you what the Lord, say, the Lord requires you to do this. So if you tell them something, say, oh, all right. We'll pray the Lord forgive you. And when you hear that, you can run. Don't you know that's what happened with the woman and Jesus? He said, now go and sin no more. What she had done had been reconciled with him. It's fixed. Fix your issues. Don't let, especially husband and wife, fix it. Say, I love you. Say, sure you do. Because you know it's going to be an argument even in that. But they like that. That's what Sammy said. He said, that's the best part of being in love, just making up. So cause a ruckus sometimes. Say, you don't love me. My mother did it all the time. But that's when you come together and you say, if I've done anything against you, forgive me. And it's finished. It's fixed. The devil can't get in because if it goes from one day to the next day, to the next day, you're getting further and further apart, and now you don't really care. You don't want it that far. Don't let the enemy destroy all the good that's in you. He'll do it. He'll sift you like wheat. He will separate the good and destroy it from you. The word of the Lord will come to your ear, you'll hear it, and you'll leave him here and say, what was that he preached? The devil has it. What can he do with it? Not a thing. Somebody do something for you, say thank you. I'm so glad you even thought to do something for me. And it'll go well. Then they'll come back again and said, I was moved to do such and such and such a thing. This is still the church. The saints in the olden days went house to house. That's what I'm saying. The saints in Dallas need to be strengthened. Look, go house to house. Encourage one another with these words. All righty. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that good?
Amen.
I know it's good. All right. This is Bishop Patterson from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. You may reach me at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023. You may also reach us by way of the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. Theapostolicfaith.org. We thank you for tuning in to this radio station at this time for the Whole Truth Radio broadcast.
All you who labor, come to Jesus.